From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A committee of key Syrian opposition groups is expected to decide Thursday whether to participate in UN-brokered peace talks in Geneva. UN Syrian envoy Stefan de Mistura sent out invitations to the negotiations but did not disclose who was on the list. The United States and China agreed Wednesday to work together to ensure that North Korea ends its nuclear weapons program. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Beijing, stressing the North Korean issue is a high priority for the U.S. government. The talks revealed that the two sides disagree on whether and what sort of sanctions to use against North Korea following its recent nuclear test. Japanese-based Toyota Motor Corporation says it sold 10.15 million vehicles worldwide in 2015. That makes Toyota the world's top-selling automaker for a fourth consecutive year. Suicide bombers have killed at least 10 people in Chibok, the Nigerian town where Boko Haram kidnapped more than 200 schoolgirls nearly 2 years ago. Witnesses say one bomber detonated explosives Wednesday at a checkpoint where people were being searched, and at least two others blew themselves up in the town market. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the attack bore the hallmarks of Boko Haram. International Criminal Court judges have authorized an investigation into allegations that war crimes and crimes against humanity were committed during the 2008 Russia-Georgia conflict. A three-judge panel in The Hague Wednesday gave a prosecutor approval to investigate crimes allegedly committed in and around the breakaway Georgian region of South Ossetia. This is VOA News. Human Rights Watch's 2015 annual report warns that a rise in what it called the politics of fear is driving a worldwide attack on human rights. The report was released in Turkey, a country that HRW says has been seen a marked decline in human rights. Dorian Jones has an example.
Turkish prosecutors Wednesday announced that they are seeking life imprisonment for editor Can Dündar and Ankara bureau chief Erdem Gül of Turkey's Cumhuriyet newspaper for publishing a story accusing the government of supplying arms to jihadists fighting in Syria. In its report, Human Rights Watch warned the European Union against ignoring the rights situation in exchange for cooperation stemming the mass refugee migration to Europe. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
France's justice minister stepped down Wednesday after objecting to a government move to revoke the citizenship of convicted French-born terrorists if they have a second nationality. The Élysée Palace announced in a statement that President François Hollande accepted Christiane Taubira's resignation just ahead of a cabinet meeting and hours before a parliament commission debate on the citizenship bill. Donald Trump, the leading Republican contender in the 2016 U.S. presidential race, says he is boycotting the last candidate's debate before next week's first election contest in the Midwest state of Iowa. Trump said he will skip Thursday's debate because he does not feel he would be treated fairly by one of the moderators, Megyn Kelly of Fox News. Trump has been feuding with Kelly since August when, during a debate, Kelly asked Trump to explain why he had made denigrating comments about women. On Tuesday, in the hours before he dropped out of the debate, Trump said what he called a wise guy press release from the network mocking him was inappropriately antagonistic and childish. According to a survey released Wednesday, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Senator Bernie Sanders are locked in a tight Democratic presidential nominating contest in the crucial Midwest state of Iowa. Quinnipiac University says Sanders has gained the support of 49% of Democrats likely to participate in next Monday's party caucuses, compared to 45% for Clinton. Law enforcement officials surrounded an Oregon wildlife refuge on Wednesday after a violent confrontation the day before with protesters. The protesters had taken over the facility and have been holding it for nearly a month. U.S. authorities killed one protester and arrested eight others who had been demanding that control of the federal land be turned over to local officials. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.